92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety. John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change. Just before John Mayer, Alanis Morissette gave us Hand in My Pocket. It's Friday morning, which means we are joined by Don and John with our movie night traffic light, a movie review for you. How is it going, guys?
Good, Jimmy.
Fantastic.
How's it going?
How are you doing?
Oh, good, good, good. As always on a Friday.
A cold Friday.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's winter?
It definitely is.
I know.
For sure.
So what's happening in the movie world?
Well, you know, movies slowed down a little bit after last week because there were tons of movies for the holiday break and people spent tons of money on movies, so there's not a lot happening this week, but we've got National Lampoon's Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj, but we're going to tell you about Turistas and the Nativity Story.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, Turistas, if you're fluent in Portuguese, as of course I am, you know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Turistas means tourist, and the movie Turistas is, as the Portuguese would say, I guess, a very stupidista pista of crapista.
Oh, no. A raving review, huh?
Already, yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with the TV shows Alias or Las Vegas.
Well, Alias I was a huge fan of.
Well, the girl that played Lauren on Alias.
Oh, the mean girl who comes to
the
girlfriend.
Wife.
She marries Vaughn and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the guy that plays Danny, who's like the main character in Las Vegas, they star in this. And they're friends, and they're on a vacation in Brazil, and they're taking a bus tour, and of course, like any predictable horror movie, they make bad decisions and bad stuff happens, and in this case they party with the wrong people, they get drugged and kidnapped, because apparently the bad guys, they're stealing tourists and killing them so that they can sell their organs on the black market.
Yeah. So that's the premise of a movie I would certainly enjoy.
It sounds like your kind of movie, doesn't
exactly,
it, Jenny?
Exactly.
Yeah, even though this was meant to be a mainstream movie, it kind of has all the elements of your typical B-movie horror flick, minus the horror, I guess, a little bit. But
yeah.
Lame storyline, poor acting, bad dialogue, pretty much everything you would expect. Although I got to say, I think it was a little weak on the gratuitous nudity. I mean, given the rest of the movie, I think a little more nudity would have been appropriate. There is some spectacular Brazilian scenery and a really imaginative underwater chase scene, which was cool, but kind of hard to follow because it was underwater and dark. But but other than that, there's just not much worthwhile here. I mean, the idea of being robbed of your organs is definitely terrifying, but it's not really a new idea, and it's not done especially well in this movie.
Yeah, in fact, John and I refer to this movie as soft horror, which is not at all what you would expect from a horror movie. So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Turistas. This one is a red.
I haven't even heard of this one.
Yeah, they're just starting to show some of the previews.
Yeah,
for
you'll
it.
See some previews on mainstream
but
television.
But according to you guys, don't do it.
No, it is so not worth it.
Okay,
not
cool.
Unfortunately.
There's a lot of other good movies. That one's not one you should spend your money on.
But maybe you should consider The Nativity Story. Now, this review is in no way intended to infer or imply an endorsement of this movie or any movie by the Lord thy God and or his affiliates. Void where prohibited. Offer not valid in the lake of fire.
Well, you know, this movie, it actually made movie history because it's the first feature film ever to hold its world premiere at the Vatican, of all places.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they actually did. They actually did, which was pretty amazing. And, you know, this time of year, there's a lot of Christmas movies to choose from. You know, you've got your Santa Claus and your reindeer stories. You've even got a story about some guy that's trying to decorate his house with a bazillion lights. But it's kind of nice to have the option to go see a Christmas movie about the Christmas story.
Imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And in this case, it's a real-life perspective of Mary and Joseph and their lives together, which was not easy, by the way. And it's set, of course, over 2,000 years ago, and it shows their journey to Bethlehem for the birth of baby Jesus.
Yeah, it's actually just a very well-done, big-budget Hollywood version of a classic story. I mean, we both, I think, really liked it. It seems very historically authentic, but at the same time, it has that kind of overwhelming biblical feel to it, which I think is perfect for this kind of movie. Now, it is a little more violent and graphic than what you'll see in church on Christmas Eve, but it's actually so true to the traditional story that there's not a lot of suspense, but there is a lot of drama. They did a very good job with that. One aspect of it, though, that I'm really upset about, and this is going to be the big controversy, Jenny, is the character that was so prominent in the Bible but is conspicuously omitted here, Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah. Oh, your heart is broken.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I mean, I was waiting for the solo, and I kept telling Don, here it comes. Nothing.
But they did have the three wise men in the movie, and they actually made those guys funny in the movie, which is kind of cool. And they speak English instead of Hebrew or whatever in
which
the movie.
Which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, it makes it easy to follow. exactly.
It's well done. Yeah, so, very well done movie.
Yeah, and our movie night traffic light, we're rating The Nativity Story a green.
Oh, cool. You know, it stars, and it stars the little one who did The Whale Rider. Which,
yes, she's beautiful. And she's only 16 in this movie, and she does amazing. A really good job.
Yeah.
She has a lot of emotion.
They're all excellent.
I feel like I interrupted you, though. What were you going to say, Dawn?
I was just going to say, you know, I think you pretty much have to rate a movie green, though, if it's about the birth of Christ.
Right. Yeah. It might not be
avoid a little
idea.
Eternal damnation or whatever. Good idea.
I think we're good.
So what's happening next week?
Well, next week they're ramping up again for movies. Throughout the end of the year, there are going to be a ton of movies released, of course, for the next holiday season and, of course, Oscar buzz.
Ah.
So some of the movies next week, we're going to go check out Unaccompanied Minors, which is sort of like Home Alone 2 in the airport, or Home Alone in the airport, at least it looks like.
Okay.
Apocalypto, Mel Gibson's new movie, and Blood Diamonds with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh, he is looking good.
Yes, he is.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going into an incredibly attractive man. Not that I thought that there would be any question about that, but
he's a very strong actor, too. I mean,
he really is. Well, I thank you both so much for joining us this morning. It's Dawn and John with our movie night traffic light. You can learn more about them through our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning More Movie Night Traffic Light, or go directly to movienighttrafficlight.com. And we will talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Sean Mullins ahead with Blue as You, and The Clash rock the Casbah next on 929 The Mountain.